The scandals surrounding the forced resignation of General Petraeus as head of the CIA is all about power at the top, and who, in fact, wields that power. The conflict between the political, in the hands of the Jews, and the military, supposedly in the hands of the Gentiles, was decided a long time ago. In 16 memos to the White House between the end of World War II and 1948, General George Marshall and the Joint Chiefs of Staff opposed recognizing Israel as an official state. Marshall and his colleagues argued that the creation of Israel would engage America in defending Jewish objectives that would drain American resources and lives. Both Truman and Eisenhower ignored Marshall's warning, and Jewish objectives, where only the goys die young, have been defended and fought for ever since. In January 2010, Petraeus took a bold step, and stepping on the toes of the powerful Jewish lobby, a big no-no even for generals, by crossing the military sphere into the political. Petraeus, then head of CENTCOM, warned in a briefing to the Joint Chiefs of Staff that support for Israel was jeopardizing America's standing in the Middle East. Petraeus then reportedly requested the White House for jurisdiction over the West Bank and Gaza, but was refused, and the Jewish-owned press, of course, blackballed the entire story. Soon, predictably, Petraeus did penance and delivered up a groveling speech to an aggrieved Jewish audience on how the Jews make the world a better place.
For the men and women who walked or were carried out of the death camps and their descendants, the survivors have, in short, made our country and our world better.
Well, is sending our Gentile young soldiers to kill innocent civilians across the globe to defend Jewish objectives and allowing Jewry to slaughter innocent children in Gaza makes the world a better place, then surely we're in the grip of a twisted, dark, satanic power. In the spring of 2010, Petraeus sat before the Jewish heads of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Carl Levin and Joseph Lieberman, in confirmation hearings regarding installing him as commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Once again, Petraeus grovels, conferring, admitting, conceding that he takes orders from the chosen.
General, you've told us that you're more than ready to go.
I am.
You always are. You're that kind of an incredible person. I have consulted with colleagues, and we're going to overrule you. And we're just not going to continue
today.
Civilian
control of the military action here.
Proving it again, right.
It was General Fox Fallon, forced to resign as Petraeus' superior at CENTCOM because he wouldn't cow to the Jews, who called Petraeus, in so many words, an arse-kissing chicken Apparently, some high-ranking military and CIA brass also despised this butt-kissing chicken Petraeus and found a way to get rid of him. But the real issue boils down to this. Are there any patriots left in the military? Any Christians who won't kiss butt? Instead will say, I ain't marching for the Jews anymore.